would you please join me in welcoming our friend and pastor and gold medalist, Jeremiah Hembry. Jeremiah?
Thank you. Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Good. I'm excited to be able to share with you this afternoon, and I don't mind telling you, I'm scared out of my mind. But Pastor Hunt was so comforting. He said, this should be easier than preaching on Sunday because out here, all you are my friends. Probably, I hope. I hope. Today we're going to talk a little bit about alignment and what it means for us as national, regional, district leaders, on down even into the local level. And if you want, I believe it's in section 3 in your notebook, there's a chart in the back that you can refer to and as we go through this. But alignment, when we talk about alignment, we're looking at syncing up local, district, and national ministry for greater influence and effectiveness. We all need to be together. Alignment is a state of agreement or cooperation among persons or groups. I got thinking about alignment and how best to describe alignment. And most of us have been around, you say you haven't been around that long. Well, I've been in Rangers, I think it's 27 years now. I started at 5. So I love this ministry. And now I've got my boys that are starting. It's exciting. But we've been around on those camping trips and before modern camping and all these neat cots and air mattresses and fun things that you slept in a tent overnight and you woke up realizing that one of the boys didn't clear the ground right, so you slept on a log all night long. And you're just not moving right because something's out of whack. Been there? You're out of alignment. When we're not in alignment, there's pain. When your body's out of joint, it doesn't function right. You can't progress correctly. On the other side, when you're in alignment, when everything's in its proper place and functioning well, there's ease for movement. There's ease for progress. Now, alignment doesn't mean that all of us have the same part and the same function. Your finger doesn't have the same function as your toe. But they work together to accomplish a purpose. We need to be in alignment to accomplish the goal, the mission that God's given Rangers. For us, that means alignment with God plus alignment with one another equals successful ministry. Sounds pretty simple. We're going to break this down a little bit this afternoon as we look, what does it mean to be in alignment with God? What does it mean to be in alignment with God? Because we are with one another. We want to be successful to where God's called us. Amen? So let's look at this. The first thing is alignment with God. Our success starts making sure that we set aside our own interest, our own desires, and are in complete alignment with God's plan and God's purpose. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not about you. Look at them back and say, you better believe it. We are here for God's purpose. What is God's purpose for Royal Rangers? Well, it's that not any would perish, but all would come to repentance. God's purpose is to seek and save those who are lost. Amen? God's purpose is that we go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. Not just the select few that fits in our mold, but we find a way to make it available for all men and boys. God's purpose has remained the same from the beginning, to evangelize, equip, and empower the next generation of Christ-like men and lifelong servant leaders. What does that mean? Well, ministry is to people. Ministry is following God's vision. Ministry is not necessarily a program. That's the journey that we've been on together. And we have to be willing to adjust our methodology, willing to adjust our thinking, willing to adjust our approach to fit the people that we're reaching to accomplish God's purpose in our ministry. So that first step is making sure our priorities are in alignment with God. Our vision is in alignment with God. God, however I can best reach more men, more boys in my district, in my outpost, whatever it is, God, that's what I want to do. First step. Now, once we get to that place of alignment with God, then comes the interesting part. Alignment with one another. It sounds real pretty, but let's be honest, sometimes it's a challenge to all be on the same page, all focusing the same direction. When we talk about alignment with one another, the simplest understanding is we're all on the team together. Everyone plays his part so we get to the successful end. You play sports or, I grew up playing baseball or soccer. Actually, most of the time I grew up sitting on the bench, but that's another story. That was my part to play. But everyone had their function. The coach training each person. On a baseball team, you have your catcher and your pitcher, and they're all playing their parts, each one unique to their function so that the team can move forward. Well, as Doug already mentioned, each has our parts, and we're just going to walk through this quickly, looking at this chart. What are the parts that we play in order to be aligned and successful in the ministry that God called us to? First, we need to look at the local level. I tell you, if you want to, it's already up there. Good. Gotta love technology when you hit the wrong button. There we go. All right. On a local level, what does that mean? Well, we start with our boys. He said there's three things we're asking people to do. Three steps. First, under evangelize, equip, and empower. Boys, we've asked them to invite their friends. We want them to be the evangelist that goes and tells their friends that there's something exciting happening, that there is this ministry that's worth attending. You get the boys excited and they invite their friends. That brings excitement, energy into the outpost, and it grows naturally. That's evangelism. You get them excited about Jesus Christ. You get them excited about growing as men of God, and it's going to flow into other people. Amen? The most successful evangelists we have in our church are our kids. When they're excited about something, they tell their friends. One of my boys, my oldest son, he's crazy. I love him. He's inviting people to go to fine arts because he loves fine arts and he loves kids camp. They need to go to kids camp. I'm like, son, they attend another church. That's the right thing. Come to ours too. Go for it, man. Whatever works. Get them excited about inviting their friends. Evangelize. Equip. The boys earn merits. Or if you're more on the platform side of it, the boys participate in the activities. They advance. They begin to do the things that shape them into Christ-like men. You teach them through side-by-side mentoring. And then empower. Boy-led, adult-facilitated. You give the boys opportunities to serve one another, to serve in the patrol system. You teach them the servant leadership and the leadership merit so that they can begin to take leadership in the outpost. I've got one of my expedition rangers that teaches the Bible studies for Discovery Rangers. Empower them to do the job that God called them to do. And then for leaders, three steps. Encourage. Make it fun. Make it exciting. Make it encouraging for the boys to want to attend. Be Roll Rangers' biggest cheerleader. Go out of your way to make an exciting atmosphere and event for these boys. Then to equip, to provide hands-on learning opportunities. It's our job for our leaders to study, to be prepared, to make sure you're ready when you show up to a meeting. I mean, I've been there. Last minute, pulling out a lesson plan, not being really prepared, and what happens? It's the Titanic. And you're going down with the ship. But when we walk in prepared, when we've got everything together, hands-on learning experience, then it automatically means the boys, they're going to begin to pick up an excitement because, hey, they're ready for me to be here. And so they're going to begin to invite friends, and if we're doing our part, they'll do their part. Then to facilitate, sometimes we're going to have to learn to get out of the way. If we want to empower, then we have to begin to let go some of those responsibilities that the boys can handle. Age-appropriate responsibilities. Three steps for us to achieve alignment in the local level. How was this done? Friendship, activities, advancement system, uniform, patrol system, all the work that's been put in the last 4 years to bring Royal Rangers forward. It's putting into place what we're learning at NRMC, what we're learning in our leadership training, in the Ranger Basics, Ranger Essentials. It's using the tools and resources that we've been given to their fullest. Again, customizable to the needs of the church. So we've got the local level. And that's probably one of the most important levels that we have, because ministry is on the local level. What's been emphasized over and over again is we're making this to put in the hands of the pastors so they have a customizable fit for their area of ministry. I'm learning more about that as a pastor. There's things that will work in my church that won't work anywhere else. And I love the idea that I have a ministry that I can customize to my boys, my leaders. Once we move past the local level, we move up to the district level. What does it mean for the district to evangelize, equip, and empower? What are the priorities to bring us into alignment? Well, districts play an important role in evangelizing. And my, against probably first thought, is it's not event related. Our responsibility in districts to evangelize is to grow the number of churches, AG, Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, to grow and expand more opportunities for Rangers to get to where the boys are at. We've got to grow the churches. We've got to get this out to where Rangers has never been before, to where Rangers has been but for some reason is no longer. We have got to get this in the hands of pastors so they have the tools and resources to reach the boys we may never meet. We have to equip our pastors and our leaders to evangelize the boys in their setting. When we intentionally devote our leadership focus and creativity in increasing the number of churches, Rangers is influencing more boys and young men more effectively than ever. We evangelize by empowering our pastors and our leaders. Then we equip. This seems almost a given, but leadership. We have to be giving leadership opportunities as often as possible. When a church is ready and got leaders to be trained, we need to have trained leaders ready to train them. That means we need to have as many certified instructors as possible, getting them through our instructor training so we can send them out to churches at a moment's notice. It's no longer a once-a-year training, show up to where we're at. We need to take the training to them. Make it easy for our pastors to empower men. Districts, training, teaching. There was a statistic it's in your notebook. It's incredible that it just blew my mind as I read it. For every leader that Royal Rangers loses, our membership drops by approximately 13 boys. That's statistics we can't live with. We need to be equipping. We need to be getting the message out and training our leaders. And I'm just going to put a plug here on the side. If you haven't been, or if you got leaders that have been, take them to NRMC. That's an incredible ministry camp, incredible learning experience. You can't buy that type of training. Get to these training camps. Promote them every way you can. That was free. Steve, there you are. You can get me coffee later. That's okay. Evangelize, equip, and then empower. How does a district empower? By modeling godly relationships at our events. Wholesome relationships among men and boys throughout our events. We have to show them how to mentor. Building community at our events. Building community among one another. Every opportunity we have to pastor, to evangelize the boys in our leadership. Should have put the timer longer on this thing. build the community so that boys can relate. I still love showing up to district events because I see guys I haven't seen in years. I come around here and I see friends that I've met. There's even some leaders that I run into that were my dad's leaders, and you amaze me. I'll stop there. We'll get in trouble. But think of the camaraderie we've built at these events. Our boys, our leaders need that. We need to create an environment where there's a connection, where they see one another, hey, I'm not in this alone. I may be down in this part of the region or this part of the state, but I've got a friend that's up in the northern part of the state that's doing the same thing, and if they're fighting for Jesus, I can too. We give those mentoring opportunities, whatever the event may be, for them to connect in relationships. Now, for the district, this creates a unique challenge. We have to create events that align with the new direction of Royal Rangers. We're not just a camping-based ministry. There's some boys that will never develop mentor relationships in a camping trip because all they're thinking is, how in the world do I get out of here? So what fits in your area, and Doug's already alluded to it, whatever is unique to your district, to your region, tie it in. How can you tie in trades? How can you tie in arts and technology? How can you connect maybe with other ministries that are happening in your district that already have this stuff going on? Maybe connecting with the district youth director who, to be honest, focuses a whole lot on sports most of the time. Are there ways to tie your events together so that there are mentoring opportunities that connect with a boy's interest and draws them in? It's going to take a little more creativity and maybe a expansion of some of our events. But how can we uniquely function to reach every boy? We have our local, our district, but we're not in this alone. Thank the Lord for our national leadership. They've been giving us great direction and great wisdom through this process, and they continue to. Their commitment and leadership to us in this alignment, and they alluded to it, they gave us three priorities. They're going to take on five, so it really looks good. What is their support? Curriculum. We've got some good curriculum out there. There's been a lot of hard work put into it. It's great. They help us in evangelizing by giving us tools and resources, by public relations and promoting and helping us to get the word out about Royal Rangers. Building a comprehensive marketing and communication strategy, these videos, these other resources they put in our hands. To equip, creating these incredible training opportunities. I already mentioned NRMC, World Class Outpost, so many different training opportunities, putting in our hands the tools we need to train our leaders, equipping, establishing national standards, partnering with districts to certify instructors to set the example and the tone for the Ranger ministry. When they set national standards, alignment means that we support those national standards and don't undercut them by setting our own. Amen. I'll keep on preaching. That was good. Sorry. Got carried away. They're equipping us with great tools. We need to use them as they're intended. And then empowering. They empower through national-led events. They empower us through Royal Rangers International, partnerships with Royal Rangers International, partnerships with Pathfinders, partnerships with BGMC. They're empowering us by putting the tools and resources in our hands to teach, to train, to go into missions. A very important part of empowerment from the national office is the continuing QLC. Continuing to remain teachable, continuing to ask, is this working? Is it not? Does this need to stay? Is it modified? Do it need to be modified? Does it need to be scrapped altogether? It's already been said that not necessarily all the things that we have now will be here in 5 to 10 years, because guess what? Times are still changing. And we have to be flexible, and as a national leadership all the way down, to be able to change with the times, to alter as we need. What's the bottom line? Through observing, asking questions, training, connecting, filling our place in equipping, evangelizing, equipping, and empowering, each fulfilling their role, whether local, district, or national. Each one fulfilling what God called them to do. Alignment with God, alignment with others equals successful ministry. Alignment with God plus alignment with others means influencing more boys and young men more effectively than ever. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the pain in the side that keeps us from moving forward. I want to make sure my call is in alignment with God's call for this ministry, so nothing keeps my boys from serving Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Thank you.